From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia's defense ministry said more of its planes left Syria Wednesday, continuing its withdrawal as the UN held more indirect peace talks with Syria's warring sides in Geneva. In a press conference today, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Turkey's shelling of Syria has undermined the start of the political process. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry plans to travel to Moscow next week for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the drawdown and the new push for peace in the country. Kerry said he would talk with both Putin and the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about how to move forward with the process of bringing a political solution to the five-year conflict. The gunman shot dead on Tuesday in Brussels following a raid linked to investigations into the Paris attacks was Mohamed Belkaid, a 35-year-old Algerian living illegally in Belgium. This is the Belgian federal prosecutors.
La personne abattue a été identifiée dans le courant de la soirée.
In a press conference earlier today, the Belgian federal prosecutors also said they were holding two men, one of whom had been admitted to a hospital near Brussels with a broken leg. They were still assessing whether the two were connected to the shooting. At least one suicide bomber is detonated at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least 22 people and wounding another 17. Reports say that the blast happened early Wednesday morning. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for Wednesday's blast. However, Boko Haram often stages attacks in that area. This is VOA News. That's Pope Francis. He's appealed to nations Wednesday to open their hearts and their doors to migrants, saying those waiting at the borders in the cold and rain were made to feel like exiles abandoned by God. The Pope made his comments to thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square. The Pope's comments come as EU efforts to seal a deal with Turkey to halt the migrant tide from the country into Europe in return for political and economic rewards stumbled on Tuesday when EU member Cyprus vowed to block it unless Ankara recognized its nationhood. And now to the latest in U.S. politics. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio has dropped out of the presidential race after losing his home state of Florida in a primary contest to New York businessman Donald Trump. This is Marco Rubio.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
His announcement leaves Trump and Ohio Governor John Kasich, as well as Texas Senator Ted Cruz in the Republican field. Kasich won his home state Tuesday, but Trump also took contests in Illinois and North Carolina, as well as the Pacific Territory of the Northern Marianas. This is Donald Trump.
This was an amazing evening. This was a great evening.
Trump remains in the delegate lead with 631 out of 1,237 needed for the party's nomination in Cleveland in July. On the Democratic side, former Secretary Hillary Clinton won several contests in Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina, and later in Illinois.
Well, I'll tell you, this is another Super Tuesday for our campaign. Thank you, Florida. Thank you, North Carolina. Thank you, Ohio.
The former Secretary of State won over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, taking an almost insurmountable lead in the delegate count. You get more details about the U.S. primaries at voanews.com. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwestern Pakistan on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding at least 30. The victims were mostly government employees, according to provincial officials in Peshawar. That's the site of the deadly blast. An initial police investigation has concluded that explosive material was hidden under the seat in the bus and a time device was used to detonate it. Television footage showed the powerful blast completely destroyed that bus. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the blast. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.